Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. First of all, just a quick announcement reminding everybody it really is time to get registered for the Diet and Lifestyle Intervention course that we offer only once per year. It's for health professionals, but anybody can take it, and it features speakers like instructors like John McDougall, Caldwell Esselstyn, Alan Goldhammer from True North, Dr. Ralph Moss. It's live and interactive. It's not web-based learning. It's live classroom learning, but by phone, and it's an opportunity to learn from the best of the best in not only the plant-based world, but the medical world about cancer treatment, mental health issues, vaccinations, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, if you're interested in that, you can either send me an email at pampopper@msn.com, and I'll send you a catalog, or you can call the office. And if you need to speak with me about what you can do with this, that sort of thing, please just let us know. So today I want to talk about an issue that I think is important. I think all the issues I talk about are important, I guess. But in any case, one of my favorite quotes from Dr. John McDougall's book, The Starch Solution, is, quote, "Your personal choices are not so personal," end of quote. People who state that they can eat whatever they want, whenever they want to do it, because only they pay the prices of the bad choices that they make in terms of poor health and obesity and other consequences, are becoming more and more irritating to me. And I really know of what I speak. This is a very personal issue for me because my mother died last year after years of awful eating and smoking and living a sedentary lifestyle, all the time proclaiming that it was her body and her choice and her life. And I watched my family become more and more consumed by her illnesses, and all of us, including you as taxpayers, spent hundreds of thousands of dollars taking care of her and her declining state of health. And it just was, it was a very selfish act on her part. A recent article quantified just how expensive the quote-unquote personal choices can be, just as it pertains to obesity alone. And when I say expensive, expensive to the public, again, you and I. Today, we spend $190 billion a year on added medical costs due to obesity-based health complications. The average obese American spends 105% more for prescription drugs than people who aren't obese. But the average American doesn't absorb the cost alone because, as you know, most people have a copay, and the vast majority of the prescriptions are paid for by insurance premiums that are higher because of this, and also Medicare and Medicaid government programs. Increased fuel costs for cars add another $3.4 billion to the obesity tab because fuel costs are higher when you're carrying overweight or obese passengers. For the airlines, the tab is an extra $1 billion a year, 350 million gallons of extra fuel the airlines have to use to transport overweight people. Obese people are less productive at work than their normal weight counterparts, which, according to the Society of Actuaries, causes $164 billion worth of lost productivity. Absenteeism due to obesity, $6.4 billion expense. Childhood obesity, $14.3 billion, and Medicaid spends $62 billion on obesity-related costs. So if it doesn't change, and I don't think it's going to anytime soon, we can expect that these numbers will go up, and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation expects that loss of productivity alone might hit $580 billion in just a few years. As for the report that things are getting better, I think some things are getting better, awareness is better, but Colorado has the best obesity rates in the country, and 20% of the population is overweight. That's as good as it gets, or obese, rather. In other words, Colorado has 1 million overweight and obese people, and that's the best state in the country. Now, I have a great deal of compassion for people who are obese. I know they're miserable, sick, they suffer from horrendous self-esteem issues I wouldn't wish on anybody, and I watched my friend Dell suffer until we got the weight off of him. So I know about this, but I think it's really time to recognize that the personal choices aren't so personal. We're paying for it in terms of lost productivity, increased taxes, health care costs. The personal choices just aren't personal, let alone the cost to the environment and that sort of thing. So anyway, I think that we don't want to discriminate against anybody, but I think that overweight and obese people could make their lot in life better if they would acknowledge that they don't stand on an island by themselves and their decisions affect all of us, as all of our decisions affect all of us. We all ought to keep. So that's all for now. Have a great day, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.